So why does this really matter? The intent of HIT is to increase ease of use, safety, efficiency, and reduce error. Yet the literature is showing us that sometimes it does just the opposite. And it matters because we should not support products that run counter to the objectives. It will matter more and more as HIT continues to roll out and users become more and more savvy. The pressure to produce highly usable systems will increase. We cannot get to the desired state of automated records if they are unusable or if they continue to spawn new classes of errors. In the rush to qualify for meaningful use of EHRS and to obtain the incentives, usability may not be the foremost thing on an administrator's mind until the user satisfaction plummets, errors begin to rise, and the efficiency gains that you spent the money on the system for in the first place are not realized. As the patient acuity in hospitals continues to rise, something we call the quicker and sicker phenomena, there is a pressing need for usable systems that support efficient workflow. So shorter lengths of stay and complex patient presentations require very focused attention. There is no room for distracting systems that require additional cognition to figure out. So aging populations, not only patients, but the providers, require special attention to the design of systems that are usable by those with weakening eyes and less fine motor control. Again, this points back to user-centered design. One size does not fit all, and adaptation is necessary.